96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report black bear den locations to help with an ongoing study on black bear reproduction. The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options this week during Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Isabella Nieto has more.
Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search their address on FEMA's MAP Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights, rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers have also introduced separate legislation that would allow residents to file a lawsuit over privacy violations in state court, regardless of whether the subject of that lawsuit is a state or federal government agency. That proposed bill is currently being reviewed in committee. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed the state's second case of measles this year. A UW-Madison student who lives off campus is receiving care. The case is unrelated to a case earlier this year in Waukesha County. However, in both cases, they were exposed during international travel. Measles is highly contagious. Symptoms appear 1.5 to 3 weeks after exposure. The Department of Health Services says more measles cases are occurring due to reduced vaccination rates. A Wisconsin congressman is proposing a package of election bills that would change how votes are cast and counted nationwide. Congressman Brian Stiles' plan would require absentee ballots to arrive by Election Day, photo IDs to vote, and proof of citizenship for registration. It would also ban ranked choice voting and ballot harvesting. Stiles says the goal is to boost confidence in elections and make them easy to vote but hard to cheat. Democrats have not yet responded to the proposal. It's Career and Technical Education, or CTE, Month in Wisconsin. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions are celebrating the role career and technical education plays in preparing students for success. CTE helps improve academic performance, increases graduation rates, and provides students with the skills and real-world experiences needed to succeed in post-secondary education and high-demand careers. CTE programs across the state collaborate with business and industry partners to meet evolving workforce needs, support local economic growth, and prepare students for career fields expected to grow in the coming years. The Hayward High School offers CTE programs and provides students with specific technical skills, soft skills, and workplace readiness skills. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers held a press conference Tuesday morning to call lawmakers into a special session. The governor wants the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering in future redistricting efforts. In his State of the State address earlier this year, Evers said it's about fair elections that reflect the voters and not politics.
I know people here disagree sometimes. Sometimes a lot. Politics could get in the way of creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission that everyone can support. But there's one thing that we all should be able to do to agree on, which is that politics should stay out of the redistricting from start to finish.
The special session will start at noon, April 12, 2026. Now, in the past, when Evers has called special sessions, the Republicans in charge often gaveled out of the session almost immediately. In the State of the State, Evers indicated he would continue to call sessions until the work is finished. In Wisconsin, constitutional amendments must be considered in two consecutive legislative sessions before being placed on the ballot for voter approval. Immediately following the press conference, Evers began a statewide tour to promote his plan. Do the benefits of data centers outweigh the costs? Well, it depends upon who you ask. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll, 45% of Republicans surveyed think they do. Only 24% of independents and 15% of Democrats see the benefits coming out on top. Poll director Charles Franklin, when presenting the poll data last week.
They are data centers.
Yep.
Where do we stand?
We don't like them. And we don't like them compared to where we were in October. So only 29% said that the benefits outweigh the costs of data centers. 70% say the costs outweigh the benefits.
The Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and 19th, interviewing 818 Wisconsin registered voters. Its margin of error is plus or minus 4.3. Don't get scammed by someone pretending to be from the DMV. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more.
This week is National Consumer Protection Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents about a rise in scams. Over the past year, DMV officials say scammers posing as the agency have sent text messages urging people to click fraudulent links or pay fake fees. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles says Wisconsin has no toll roads and will never send urgent demands for money by text. Officials encourage residents to learn how to spot scams and to sign up for the DMV's e-Notify program, which alerts customers to changes on their account, like a replacement license or address update. More than 1 million people have already enrolled. The agency has also added new identity verification tools to reduce fraud. Consumers can find tips and report scams at wisconsindmv.gov/scams. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
This year, Wisconsin's Supreme Court race features vastly different candidates competing for a seat on the state's highest bench. The Dairyland Patriot is reporting that conservative Maria Lazar and liberal Chris Taylor have raised considerably less money than the $98 million spent in last year's race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. So far, only $4 million has been raised between the Lazar and Taylor campaigns through February of 2026. Part of the reason may be that no matter who wins this election, the judicial balance will remain in the hands of the liberal majority. A victory by Taylor would ensure a liberal majority through at least 2030. The newly elected justice will replace conservative Rebecca Bradley, who decided not to run for another 10-year term. Some of the major issues expected to be before the new justice include abortion rights, voting rights, education funding, labor rights, and redistricting. Read more on the Supreme Court candidates Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor and their stances on several issues at thedairylandpatriot.com. Wisconsin voters will get one chance to see the state Supreme Court candidates debate this year. Judges Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor both accepted an invite from WISN-TV in Milwaukee for a debate on March 25th at Marquette Law School. Taylor's team said that this is the only debate that she will do. Lazar's team said she agreed to do several others that just didn't work out. The WISN debate will be streamed online and broadcast throughout the state. Online sports betting in Wisconsin is a step closer to being legal. The state assembly passed a bill last week that would allow online sports betting through Wisconsin's tribal casinos. However, Wisconsinites would not be able to use popular platforms such as DraftKings or FanDuel. The measure still needs to be approved by the Senate. It's unclear how many senators will support it. Now, Governor Tony Evers is expected to sign the bill if it reaches his desk. Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Suns sink the Bucks.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks got outscored in the fourth quarter and lost to the Phoenix Suns, 129-114. The Bucks have lost six of their last seven games, and they head to Miami, where the Heat beat the Wizards, led by Bam Adebayo, who scored 83 points, the second most in NBA history. The Bucks' Doc Rivers heard about it after his game.
Wow. 83 points. Well, that's what we play next, so at least I get to watch the prep tape. It'll be interesting. 83 points. That's amazing.
Baseball, the Brewers play the Reds in Arizona. Milwaukee at 500 with 8 wins and 8 losses so far in spring training. NFL, the Packers add some players in free agency. Chargers defensive back Benjamin St. Juice to sign a 2-year deal worth $10 million. Last night, they reached a deal with 49ers receiver Sky Moore. He can also return kicks. The Packers released Nate Hobbs. Offensive lineman Elton Jenkins is headed to the Browns one day after being released by Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Snow will continue this morning, tapering to a few off and on snow showers by later this afternoon. We may get another 1 to 3 inches, some places even a little more by the time things wind down, with a high today in the low to mid 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 14 for a low. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, rain and snow in the afternoon, high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.